Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of one of my favorite saints, Saint Fotina, the woman Jesus met at the well in John chapter 4. Jesus journeyed to a city of Samaria called Sychar. Today it's the city of Nablus. Jacob's well was there. And so Jesus, wearied as he was with his journey, sat down beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" And Jesus replied, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, then give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." And then she said to Jesus, "I perceive that you are a prophet. I know the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will show us all things." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." So the woman left her water jar and went away into the city and said to the people, "Come see the man who told me all I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" Then they all went out of the city and were coming to Jesus. And many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
as it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now from history, we know the name of the Samaritan woman. Her name is Fotina. She had five husbands and was living with a man who was not her husband, but then she meets Jesus. Now, she has no theology degree, no professional training, but she knows Jesus. And so she goes immediately and tells her family and friends. So Fotina has the two great qualities which we need. She desires God, and she is not timid. She is not controlled by fear. She has courage. We, on the other hand, are not like Fotina. We are too timid. Our faith was meant to be personal, but it was never meant to be kept private. In 66 AD, Fotina and her grown children, being warned that Rome was about to conquer Israel, left and moved to Carthage in North Africa. Her son Victor became an officer in the Roman army. A government official and friend of Victor named Sebastian wrote him, urging him and his mother to stop talking to people about Jesus and to keep their faith private. And as Sebastian was writing the letter, he fell blind for 3 days. On the fourth day, he declared, "The God of the Christians is the only true God." He asked for baptism, after which he immediately regained his sight. Reports of this miraculous event reached the emperor, Nero, and both Sebastian and Victor were summoned, arrested, and taken to Rome. Hearing this news, Fotina and her family, they went to Rome, accompanied by many Christians, and they too were arrested and brought before Nero. But they refused to renounce Jesus and were imprisoned, but they continued to speak to the fellow prisoners about Jesus and converted many. Finally, they were tortured and put to death. A relic of the skull of Fotina resides now in the Church of Jacob's Well in Nablus in the Holy Land. I have often stood before that relic of the martyr Fotina, asking her to pray to God to give me the grace and the love and the courage that she had. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When Jesus met Fotina at the well and told her that he wanted to give her a new kind of water, living water, that would satisfy every good desire she ever had. She begged him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst." Fotina had the one thing necessary, the right desire. She has a desire for the living water. She's tried everything else, and it doesn't work. Now she wants God. St. Thomas Aquinas was asked, "What does it take to become a saint?" He responded, "To want it, to desire it." That's the essential ingredient. Do you want to drink of the living water that's God? The last passage of the whole Bible in the book of Revelation sums it up. The Spirit and the bride say, "Come." Let everyone who listens answer, "Come." Then let all who are thirsty come. All who want the living water may have it, and may have it for free. Now you may feel like you're not good enough spiritually or morally. You may feel like an imposter much of the time. But I'm telling you, you are not. You have the right desire. You want God. And that is the most important quality. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We just finished the series on Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, and some have said to me, Mike, I just couldn't relate to it. The mansions aren't for me. I'm so far away spiritually. Well, I'm here to tell you that just like Fotina, you may be way closer than you think. Remember, the first mansion is the initial stage of conversion, where we begin to pray, but we have no idea what a mess we are. We're being eaten alive by our vices, and we don't realize it, but at least we're beginning to pray. And then we enter the second mansion when we commit to daily mental prayer and a resolution. Most of you are in the second mansion. We begin to realize the trouble we have with vice and sin. Yes, we haven't made all the changes we need to make, but we're starting to see more clearly. We realize, I've got to change everything, but I know I can only change one thing at a time. So we set out. And then we reach the third mansion, where we become way more disciplined in a life of prayer, frequenting the sacraments, working hard to love others, avoiding our temptations, growing in our desire for God, and a detachment from lesser things. But don't you see? That's what gets you ready for the fourth mansion, the beginning of infused prayer or contemplation, the beginning of the inflow of the living water, where we begin to delight in the experience of God, and then God will take over and do the work of our prayer and continued growth in virtue. Don't you see? You've already made some of the biggest steps. You are closer than you think. Just don't quit or turn back. You are so close to the living water. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God said, let all who are thirsty come. So how do we move forward? Receive Jesus as often as you can, for he is the fountain from which the living water flows. And then persevere in daily meditation and a resolution. You can do that right here in the rosary. Mental prayer and a resolution pumps the water towards us, because prayer and virtue keeps pumping the water. And remove the junk from your life that's blocking the flow of the living water. Get rid of the things you are doing with your time that are a waste or occasions of sin or are sinful, and fill your time with good things. And then be ready to sit down on the bank of the river of living water and let it flow with no effort at all on your part. It is for you, just as it was for Fotina. So keep it up. The river begins as a trickle, then just ankle deep, but soon you'll be swimming in it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to thank everyone who's been sharing the rosary. We've gone up by tens of thousands.
Wow.
Just recently. So thank you for being like Fotina and sharing Jesus with others through the rosary. Now we still have our Lent challenge out there. Every time you share the rosary link with somebody, every time you share this referral link, you get an entry into our drawing for a free pilgrimage. For example, we're going to Lourdes in France this fall. So thank you for sharing the rosary. Now, Teresa, Fotina is one of my favorite saints. I could talk all day about her, but I'm always most interested to hear what you were reflecting on.
I thought you made a fantastic connection there with our recent series and Fotina. Just that I feel like so often as Catholics, we are discouraged because we just don't think that we're making progress, or that we don't think we're close enough, or that we'll ever be close enough. And I think that is the single best tool of the devil, that we're so easily discouraged.
Yeah.
And in a way, it comes from a humility of understanding we have a long way to go. And I think that in that second mansion, that's when you start seeing all the problems, which is very important. It's how I feel about my house. I start thinking about all the things that need to be cleaned up and everything that needs to be moved and everything that needs to be cleaned out entirely. And I'm like, now that I know all of that, it would be easier to just leave.
Yeah.
It would just be so much easier to just give up because it feels like so much to do. But it's obviously only going to get done if you start on it. But once you actually get started on it, you realize none of those things are actually immovable.
Yeah, I liken it to climbing a mountain, because from the trailhead up the mountain can be a long way. And we usually get discouraged and want to quit right before we get to the point where we can see the summit and you can make the last push.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful thing, but it does look impossible. I'll never forget the last hike I went on was, it's been a long time, but it was when I was in France with some friends. And we hiked out to this old monastery that was tucked into the French countryside. And we hiked out there, and I'm like, okay, that was a good, nice long walk, not too bad. And that's when our friend goes, okay, see that peak over there? It's an inactive volcano that's been dormant for who knows how long. And there's a beautiful cross at the peak. We're going to hike there. We're already at the top of one pretty steep hill. And he's like, okay, that mountain over there, we're gonna go get to that. And I was like, you're insane. I'm already so tired. It is like the dead of summer. That yeah. seems impossible. And I was pretty drained by the end of it, but little by little we got there, and it was insanely beautiful. What a peak to look out over the French countryside. But when someone pointed that out to me and said, we'll get there, I was beyond doubtful. I said, we can try. But that's all you really need. You can fear it all you want, but you have to want it.
Yeah.
And you have to at least just try.
Yeah. Really, the greatest distance in many ways is just coming to the point where you commit yourself to the process. Mm. And so many of the people praying with us, they've committed to daily meditation. They're learning their faith. They're practicing resolutions. They are growing, and they just can't see their own progress.
I really like, I saw something a while back talking about that discouragement, feeling like, oh, I still feel like I'm a terrible person. And they're like, yeah, but you're not who you were.
Yeah.
So you might not be at the end yet, but you're a long way from the start. We all really are. But we are very vulnerable to discouragement. We have to be very careful. Just know you've already made a huge amount of progress.
And when you read the works of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross, they, all the way through, they are not naive to human nature.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. John of the Cross had a bunch of his own religious brothers torture him and put him in prison. He wasn't naive to human nature, but he realized what God's plan was. And Teresa and John are adamant that most people should expect to reach the living water
yeah.
a lot faster than they ever imagined.
Mm-hmm. It's our little imaginations. That's the problem.
It's our little imaginations.
Because we can only imagine what we're capable of, and that's the trouble.
You hit it right there. Because what we're talking about is not what you're capable of. We're talking about what God is capable of. We're not talking about where you can bring yourself by your own effort. We're talking about where God can carry you. And where is it that God couldn't carry you? But we just have to accept that, hey, wait a minute. He actually likes me enough to want to carry me there?
Yeah. And that also gives me the thought, there's probably only one place that God couldn't carry you, and that's hell, because you got to walk there yourself.
Wow, good point.
So maybe stop doing this all on your own, because that's the only one path you can take on your own. The only place that God will not follow you.
The only place he won't carry you.
That was a fantastic conversation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.